Hello everyone and welcome to my review of The Audience. While Helen Mirren receives plaudits on Broadway, including a Tony nomination for her portrayal of Queen Elizabeth II in Peter Morgan's play, Kristin Scott Thomas has what some might consider the unenviable task of taking over the role for a new West End run. To say that she rises to the occasion, though, is something of an understatement. On reflection, and perhaps in a rather perverse way, I'm glad that I didn't get to see Helen Mirren play the part, because I would have watched the new production making the inevitable comparison. Instead, I was able to sit back and enjoy the play unencumbered by any preconceptions, and there is an enormous amount here to enjoy. It centres on the weekly audience that the monarch has with her prime minister, 12 so far in Elizabeth's reign. These audiences are totally private and no minutes taken, so this gives Morgan enormous room to speculate, and he has a ball with some historical facts as his basis, safe in the knowledge, though, that there isn't anyone about to contradict him. Not that it's all about poking fun. The play manages by turns to be moving, dramatic and satirical, as well as laugh-out-loud funny. Events are not depicted exactly chronologically, and Kristin Scott Thomas is remarkable in the way she shifts back and forth between the elderly woman we know today and the young woman new to the job and yet to be crowned. Subtle nuances of posture and changes in the pitch of her voice, aided by some remarkable on-stage quick changes, make her totally believable at every stage of the Queen's life. Superb support comes from the cast playing her prime ministers, David Calder as Winston Churchill, Gordon Kennedy as Gordon Brown, and Sylvester Latuzel as Margaret Thatcher are all spot on but without resorting to caricature. As is Mark Dexter as David Cameron, who also incidentally plays Tony Blair. Whether this is just economy of casting or a bit of mischief by Morgan and director Stephen Daldry, I'm not sure. Make of it what you will. The gentle humour is punctuated by moments of aching emotion. Harold Wilson, generally regarded as being the Queen's favourite, tending his resignation after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and a virtually broken Anthony Eden embroiled in the Suez crisis and caught out by the Queen, who makes it her duty to read every official paper that comes her way. These are both terrific performances by Nicholas Wooderston and David Robb, respectively. And there are poignant scenes where the monarch converses with her younger self, emphasising how lonely her position must feel at times. A postage stamp with a pulse is how she puts it at one point. Morgan is keeping the play bang up to date, and a special new scene has been written to reflect the result of the general election. And I suppose the bloke who's been rehearsing Miliband just in case is back on the phone to his agent. Whatever the changes, though, the audience will remain a superb piece of theatre, brilliantly written, simply but effectively staged and with faultless performances, led by a sublime Kristin Scott Thomas. The audience continues at the Apollo Theatre in Shaftesbury Avenue. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.